that ain't hip hop, man, fuck all that. You see this shit. You see, look, it's 8 years, man. It's 8 years of hard work right here. Thanks to y'all.
What are we talking about? Oh, my bad.
He's so excited, man. Yeah, he didn't even tell me what it's going on.
Yeah, I gave y'all the proverbial here. I'm talking about here at Dead End Studios. Like, we literally have our own studio now. So, in the future, you know what I'm saying, we can do other stuff. But for right now, man, we are just blessed to have the opportunity to have our own and to be able to take Dead End Hip Hop to another level creatively, to do more so what you guys want us to do. This is like a new beginning. This is a new beginning for Dead End Hip Hop, man, and I'm super excited. And this is the first video shot at the official Dead End Studios. Are we done in here? Hell no, we just getting started. But hey, we got a home now, like our home. We ain't going nowhere for a minute. So Dead End Hip Hop album review, the first one, Dead End Studios. J. Cole.
Yeah, it is the first video.
J. Cole, K.O.D. All right.
I remember you told me you said you didn't want to start this off.
I didn't want to start this off because I feel like this. From the last time we reviewed J. Cole, I was the only one that liked it. If I'm the only one that likes it again, we can't do J. Cole no more. We can't do it.
Well, you're not going to know until you start it off.
How you like
it? I'm not starting it off.
I'm going to be extremely defensive this time.
Can't.
My guard is on high.
Damn.
I mean, it's cool. Young
Simba. Count it up.
Man, that shit was on the NBA like the next day when that shit dropped.
Of course.
It's cool. I mean, listen. I think the interesting thing for me with this project was that the most obvious thing is him switching up his flow and the way he was rhyming in the top half of the CD. And, you know, you think about all the criticism that he's received, boring, and he does the same thing and all this stuff. So I thought it was interesting that he did that and tried to rap over, I guess, more trap style beats or whatever to kind of spice it up a little bit. So I thought that, you know, was unexpected for me. So I was like, look at Young Simba.
Who calls him that?
Yeah, I don't know.
He hasn't been called that in like a long time. Like, this is mixtape.
Kid would catch on to something like 10 years later.
No, no, right?
But no, I thought it was straight, man.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I told you, the guard is on 1,000 a day. So you mean to tell me that's all you took away from this? So, let's start with the album.
What else should I have taken away from
it? Okay, so when I look at this album cover, right, and K.O.D.
Let's go to the album cover.
I'm assuming...
That's Infinity Stones, isn't he?
I'm looking up now. I didn't notice it.
Oh, wow. And he got the people sucked into the Soul Stone, too?
Oh man, y'all motherfuckers funny as shit.
These motherfuckers didn't catch that.
Nah, they didn't.
Hitting you with the Infinity War.
Real life stones. Real deep to get this shit.
Port, knowledge of self.
Hort. I'm about Captain Planet now. What the fuck?
Fire!
Heart!
What?
But okay, so I'm assuming K.O.D. stands for King of Drugs.
He said it was
like three different things.
Three different meanings, he said on Twitter, but it's always, it's
so particular. Okay, so however you want to interpret it, fine. That's how I took it. Okay, it is what it is. Right? And the main reason is like when you look at that, you see kids smoking weed on perp and smoking that coke. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So... When I went through it the first time, I felt like you, but the more I listened to it and the more that the songs, like I just dove into them more.
It got deeper and deeper, huh?
It was deep. And I think I was telling Rod earlier today when we was just chilling at the Dead End Studio, that Cole, I think what makes him special, at least to me, and I'm just now realizing this, is the perspectives that he raps through. Like you mentioned ATM, right? Like that, I think that's the the jumpiest, bounciest joint that's on here. That's definitely a single. That should be on the
radio. Easy, little, right? Little easy anthem, money. Little money maker.
Exactly. All of the shit that he rapped about, he's not rapping from his own perspective. He's rapping from all of these people in the new age rap.
So he's talking about the superficial thing.
Exactly, from their perspective. Yeah. Right. Like if he was one of them rapping.
Let's go. Break this shit down.
I also thought Photograph was extremely interesting. Mainly because...
Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, I was telling Rod a funny story about this that song, because one of my boys, he was like, man, look at these chick boys, she thick in the mouth like ain't she? So he started following her, and she followed back. He's like, oh man, bro, she followed back. And she liked one of my pics. I said, bro, you gotta shoot your shot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, this is the same thing that J. Cole talking about Photograph. And I don't relate to J. Cole. I'm like, what do you mean, bro?
J. Cole be knowing, bro. J. Cole be knowing.
So you said he was, what you say?
J. Cole knew.
I said, basically, he's doing everything J. Cole was saying in the song.
He wrote about your life.
Not about.
He got the knowledge.
He used that one.
You know what
I'm saying? That one in the gym.
Yup.
It's like, I'm right about Ralph and his boy.
Really care? And it means kids on drugs, king overdose, or kids killed by demons. That's what he said.
But
she a fucking idiot, dude.
He is.
I'm right about Ralph and his boy.
I know, right? You're too old. Probably to understand
it. Oh, he hit you with the old.
I'm just saying. Hit you with the old. J. Cole, need the time stone. Wind it back. Wind it back.
Stupid. Oh, shit. But another dope joint, Brackets. That song. Yeah, that song.
March Madness.
Oh, wow. Wow. Come on, man. Now, wow. Stop playing that. Come on. That was an important song, kid. Come on.
Is it a...
Yeah, man, come on.
Make you feel bad.
He did. What? He sure did. Even with the dad shit.
Come on, son. Come on now.
Even with the dad song.
Yeah, we got it. Wow. That's a second joint. Brackets, I felt, was very important. Yeah. I like how he, you know, the double entendre of him... Yeah. I guess it was the third verse when he's, you know, talking to Uncle, saying, yeah, I got you with my money coming in. We made it. We half, you know what I'm saying? So I think that was very interesting. And that song took me back to Forest Hills Drive again, mainly because you don't know he's about to loop that story all the way around. And the way he brings it back at the end with that last verse, I felt it was powerful. You know what
I'm
saying?
Wait, how did it connect? You talking about when he was moving into the house and they thought he sold drugs?
Nah. The one when he, when the mom has two sons and she loses one of the sons, the better of the sons, right? Like, mm-hmm. He was doing good in the white man's school and all of that. But the other one basically had baby mamas living the street life. But the one that was doing good in school got shot, you know, he was killed. And on the way to the funeral, she told the other son, I need you to move out and this, that, whatever. And he tied it all the way back to, you know, paying these taxes, and he wants to be able to control where this tax money goes, right? Like, he's like, it's 2018, I should be able to fund everything from an app on my screen, right? And then he goes into that third verse where he says that she goes to drive to the funeral and she, oh shit, I forgot to pay my taxes.
That song was actually good, and how he talked about how the money and the taxes you pay, he doesn't see that.
You don't know where it goes.
Yeah. Then it goes to the cops that are like killing black folk, like tax dollars.
Exactly. We're funding our own genocide damn near. Right. And I think the next deepest song too on the joint was Kevin's Heart. Again, love the double entendre with the title of the track. You know, KOD was dope too. In 1985, but I think we'll talk about that later. But for me overall, this album definitely bumps in the whip. And I think that, like, people just saying, if it's just okay, it is what it is, you know, that's your opinion. But to expect more out of Cole, I don't get that.
Well, I don't expect more out of Cole. I think so. That's what I guess I may differ from everybody else that may want more out of Cole, or I think Cole at this point is who he is. I think
this fan's gonna eat it.
They're gonna love it. Regardless of what he puts out. And at the end of the day, that's all he wants and that's all he needs. This one differed in the way he rapped and the and the type of beats he used. So that was the difference. But the content was still, you know, in the same lane as what he did, but you know, he applied more of an accessible, a mainstream sound to it, maybe to try to pull in everybody else that, you know, thinks he's boring or don't want to listen to him or whatever.
It's amazing how, like, me and you was like seesawing now. Because, you know, I like the early Cole.
And I do.
And you didn't like him. And I'm like, what are you missing something? This ain't like, since like Born Center to now, it's yeah. like, I just been like, eh, all right, Cole, you just been making some okay projects. And, you know, I take a couple of tracks here and there and I'm good with it. And I feel the same way with this album. It's like, it's not, I don't feel like, yeah, I don't feel, yeah, I feel the same way. It's just like, I'm not like crazy, but I will say this though. I think after Brackets, I think the album kind of picked up, I guess, as far as.
After Brackets, or you mean Brackets then beyond?
Yeah, after, yeah, from Brackets, oh. after that, I think the rest of the album was kind of like, okay, this was cool. Because the first part, man, like, yeah. KOD, Photograph. What you like about Photograph? I didn't really care for Photograph.
ATM was cool. That was cool. A different bounce. I didn't like Motivate. I didn't like Kevin's Heart. And like I said, Brackets. Yeah.
Shit. What the fuck is the whole album?
What the fuck did you hear?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, from Brackets, I like Once in Addiction. That was dope. He's
channeling Twitter right now.
I know, right? I know. I thought Once in Addiction was dope. Friends was dope.
Oh yeah, that was good. Once in Addiction.
After Brackets, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. If he would have gave me like more of like Brackets, Once Addiction, and 1985, I'd be like, okay, yeah, this is. But I'm still like, in my mind, I'm like Friday Night Lights, Warm Up, and The Come Up is like, that's the cold that I want to go listen to.
You know, which is interesting. Go ahead.
But, like, what we used to say about Crit, I think he needs to stop going over his own production. I think he needs to start dipping in some different producers.
Well, why you say that when on this album, it really sounds different than everything else?
What?
It doesn't? This sounds the same?
I haven't listened to Four Your Eyes Only or Forest Hills Drive since we reviewed them, so
this sounds a lot different.
So maybe it probably does. Yeah, I don't remember.
I'll put it to you like this. I don't think I've heard beats like this that Cole used damn near ever. Damn near, because it's very trappy.
How do you feel about the line
that he said? And I felt like it was a shot to people like me. Mm-hmm. Like, because I know on the last couple projects, I said, you know, like, Cole needs some features. Cole need to, you know, work with people. And then Cole was like,
he said,
you know, people say I should get some features. Maybe I don't. Like, and then he was like, you know.
Maybe I don't, though.
What mean?
And then he was like, right. He also said,
These ain't never worthy of my shit.
Exactly. Like, they not as nice as me. Yeah, they not as nice as me, so I don't even, they can't even be on my shit.
They don't deserve to be on my shit.
Told you.
Yeah, he did. I took it personal.
I don't hate it, but I don't like love it. You know what I mean? It was just like, okay, it's another Cole project. I'm gonna probably just forget about or whatever. It's like, it's not gonna stick with me.
So what would he need to do in order to like to win your heart back?
Beats his heart.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Like, what was it about, like, Friday Night Lights and all those mixtapes that
I feel like, because he rapped with more passion.
It was a hunger there.
And
it was trying to come up.
And that, too. I mean, you know, it was like the hunger. He had more passion, I feel like. Even though, I don't know. Because some of these songs he got, I guess he got some passion.
But even then, he was still somewhat, at least when I remember him, he was still somewhat kind of flat as a rapper. But I think it probably was in terms of like his rhyme style and how he delivered. Like, it was very plain.
That's what I thought when we were starting out.
And that's why I didn't like him.
I feel like he's flatter now than he was back then, though.
No, I don't agree with that.
Really? I feel like he's definitely flatter. Because I hear Friday Night Lights. Like, I listened to it a couple weeks ago. I'm like, where is this Cole at? Like,
I think he's still kind of somewhat the same. He's still kind of a basic average MC.
Basic average MC?
Pick one.
Whew. That man said, I get you A, B, and C, nigga. Right. But do you want D2, all of the above? God damn.
That's crazy.
But I think it's cool. I think because, you know, he's able to kind of speak to the people in a language they can understand.
But you know what, though, Ken?
You can tell that was a shot.
Why is it J. Cole shots? I guess I just don't understand.
Me neither.
Is it really the fans that fuck it up for him?
I was just on Twitter, I was just messing with the fans. The fans, they're annoying, but they don't bother me to the point where I just hate J. Cole. That's not going to impact how I feel about him. You know, they are who they are.
Yeah, I'm probably. Okay.
What is it, Mike? What is it, Mike? Because all I hear is,
that wasn't me. That was him.
That was you.
I'm not huffing and puffing.
You are huffing and puffing.
No, I'm not. I agree with you.
But y'all team J. Cole.
Who's y'all? Not at all. I might want to rewind that back. Not me. Not the kid. Hell, bro, you might want to move your seat back a little bit. This shit is boring as fuck.
Oh, man.
This album is so painfully boring.
How?
It's so boring. What Ken just said, even though he was kind of joking, was spot fucking on. J. Cole speaks in the most average of terms, and people act like he has said the most mind-blowing Kanye West-ish shit.
But it's not about the people.
No, hold on now.
Okay.
Hold on. I think that Ken is right when he says that J. Cole is an average. Did you say average to good? Or did you say average to great? I mean, I'll add good in there. So now you have an A, B, and C.
Above average.
He's a fine rapper. But there's nothing to me that is interesting about this project. Nothing. I didn't know what KOD even meant. So when the song started, I was like, okay, we're going to get into it. What KOD means. No. Instead, he's fucking talking about features and how he went platinum and blah, 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 blah. Like, how the fuck does that relate to Kids on Drugs? Like, what are we talking about here? Photograph? I'm with B 100%. That was the corniest song ever. Like, okay, you saw a girl on Instagram and you liked how she looked and you wanted to go after her. Who fucking cares? Like, who cares? Are you like, I don't understand.
But that's
understand.
A thing.
It's a thing. Great. It's but who gives a fuck?
Exactly. It's like, people, because it's a thing. Like, that's why people care.
Okay, hold on.
Social media is a drug.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes,
oh, damn.
Social media is a drug.
Y'all ain't shit.
I'm saying, like, how is this so interesting? Like, first of all, typically my biggest problem with J. Cole is I like what he says, but I just don't care for the way he says it. I can't even say that here because he's talking about shit I don't give a fuck about. I don't give a fuck about you saw somebody on Instagram and, oh, I want to talk to her. Oh, I'm going to shoot my shot. Why is that a song?
Because and it's like, a thing.
So J. Cole just writes about things. So that's deep. Like, what? The only song where I was like, okay, wow, it's actually kind of fresh was ATM. I was like, okay, he's actually like, he's like, I don't remember who said it, but it's got some bounce to it and he's flowing over it. And Once an Addict was really cool because it was an interesting like idea for a song. The whole his mom's on drugs and he's annoyed by her calling him all the time, but then he feels bad because he didn't do enough to help her. That was dope. Brackets was a cool idea. The rest of this shit bored the piss out of me. And I'm not saying that to be mean to J. Cole. I do think he's a good rapper. B is spot on. Fucking rap over somebody else's production, because maybe then you'll be inspired to do something that's actually interesting. This to me just sounds like J. Cole just wanted to make a trap album real quick. Like, I'm sorry, but I've tried with J. Cole. I want to like J. Cole because he seems like a good guy and he raps about typically about ideas that I think are very positive. And I like that he's not degrading to really anyone. Even the song 1985 where he's supposedly going at one of the littles.
Young Paul, it's more like him just talking.
Yeah, it's been sitting down.
As an elder rapper.
Of course, he's condescending a little bit. He's a bit sarcastic.
Right.
But he's not being a dick.
Right.
He's like, look, this is what you need to do. Never stop touring.
Right.
That's where you make your money. He's really being like, look, I know you dissed me, but fuck that. I'm going to try to help you.
Right.
That's the kind of shit I love about J. Cole. His music, I cannot get into it. I'm sorry, J. Cole. I really want to like you. But shit, he doesn't need me to like him. He's got a zillion fans.
He's great.
He's definitely good.
This shit is sounding like he showed up and he says, I'm gonna throw out some fucking trap sounds. And he did. So great, J. Cole can do trap rap. Sweet. That's all I got.
But this isn't trap rap though.
Give me a break. Yes, it is. It is. How is it not? If this was Lil Cole or Young Cole, it'd be fucking trap. But because it's J. Cole, then it's not because
not
why?
Just
because J. Cole is so deep.
No, it's not about him being
then
so
what is
deep.
It?
It's about that he's...
It's trap beat and he's rapping like the fucking Migos. How is it not trap?
The content doesn't make it trap.
Okay, so wait a minute. Hold on now. Mm-hmm. Now, if Travis Scott made this album, would it still be trap?
No.
Why?
Because of the content.
Give me a break. Trap is a sound at this point. It ain't even about content. Y'all
you can play with
right
sounds.
Now.
You can play with sounds and it not be labeled trap. I mean, it has a trap beat. Because you can say it has a trap beat, but that doesn't mean that it's trap music. What do you
That's true.
What do you mean?
And I don't buy that.
That's true.
If it's a trap, if it's a trap beat and the motherfucker rapping like Migos, it's a fucking trap song. Unless it's J. Cole.
No, apparently if it's the content.
I'm
not giving him the too deep trap.
Transcend the trap.
Yeah, he done transcend the trap.
Oh my god.
He done freed out the trap. He's too deep to get caught in the trap.
Y'all motherfuckers on some other shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers on some other
shit. I'm just saying, man.
I wish I liked J. Cole. I really do. I really, really, because I feel like I should.
He's cool, man.
So y'all don't like him for mainstream? Y'all don't like him for that?
I'm not going to play that game.
Why not?
I'm not going to play that game. Why should I separate a motherfucker out just because he's
we've done that before, though. We
say I like somebody because they're mainstream?
Not because, but we like that he's doing what he's doing in the mainstream space.
But he's still not doing anything interesting.
Okay, to you. Yeah, I was about to say that. So to you,
have to do anything interesting in order for them to
and
have
that's fine.
Hyper effect. But I don't consider him mainstream. Like, what song is being played?
But he's mainstream.
Yeah. Oh,
he's crossed over.
Yeah. What's he's crossed over?
I feel like that motherfucker is mainstream even without getting songs on the radio.
Yep. I fuck with KOD, Photograph, ATM, Kevin's Heart, Brackets in 1985.
The whole
and
album.
One
tonight. The whole album. Damn. Okay, B, what you got?
I got
Friday Night Lights.
I got ATM, Brackets, and 1985.
Oh, you can't even give me five?
Oh, I gotta give you five?
I mean, we normally do five. I mean,
you? Songs on
there. Yeah, I about to say there's only 12 on here. Yeah, that's my favorites. These are my replay value tracks. ATM, Brackets, and 1985.
ATM, Brackets, Once an Addict, 1985, Windowpane. I'll do Windowpane.
He needed five songs. He ain't gonna get fucking five out of me. I don't care how long you hold the camera.
I'm following the rules.
Once an Addict and Brackets.
I mean, okay.
That's all I got. I'm sorry. Well, I'll give you ATM too. I like his flow on that.
J. Cole, don't listen to these three motherfuckers right here, bro.
Please don't. Like,
yeah, just don't.
Because we ain't listening to you.
That's bloody shit, man.
They wrong.
We need J. Cole, man. We need J. Cole.
Yeah. You have a voice, man. Don't listen to these old ass motherfuckers, man. I really enjoyed the project. Can you work with other producers and stuff like that? Yes. The last three projects has only been you, and I've enjoyed them. But it's almost like, what's next? And is it only gonna be you? It's kind of like, damn. Like I want to hear you have those lyrical battles with people that are on your level, or that you feel that are on your level. Personally, that's what I want. But if nobody's as dope as you, and they don't deserve to be on your shit, then that's your prerogative.
J. Cole, if you're watching, yeah, man. Look, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I definitely think that. You are a positive. You're a net positive for hip hop because of the things that you're talking about. Because of the large following that you have, that's listening to the things that you're talking about. Overall, I think that's dope, and I think it provides a great balance to hip hop that we sorely need. We need these type of ideas and topics floated out there, even if it doesn't necessarily appeal or resonate or pull me in. Sonically or creatively or as a complete project, what you're contributing to hip hop from a content perspective is dope, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, J. Cole, if you're watching, pretty much echo a lot of sentiments that Cam mentioned. Yeah, this was just an okay project for me. I don't know how much of it I'm gonna go back and replay value that just I'm have for me in your discography, but you know, you clearly been doing all right with your fan base, and everyone seems to love you, and I think it's dope because. Like I mentioned to them, I called this years ago when we first started doing Dead Hip Hop that you was like the next mainstream star.
J. Cole, if you're watching, yeah, man, you don't need me. Not everybody's gonna love your music. I know we made a lot of jokes here. I think you're a good rapper. I think your heart's in the right place. I think that you're trying to do something positive for hip hop. But that doesn't mean that I am going to aesthetically enjoy your music. I can't get into it. I definitely agree with BZ that maybe it would be a benefit to go over somebody else's production. I don't know what it is, but personally, your music doesn't really get me excited. But you have a million, zillion, trillion fans that are going to talk all kinds of shit about me in the comment section down below. Take solace in that, not in anything that's coming out of my fucking worthless mouth. So, see you later.
You broke the streaming record too.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's gonna be a comment too.